Our second feature this week is a plea from young mum of three, Emily Thurston, who has had multiple sclerosis for the last 12 years. She says the media coverage of the Queen needing to use a wheelchair has driven her crazy, as Tim Peters reports.
The Queen celebrates her platinum jubilee this year. 70 years on the throne is an astonishing thing. I only wish the media would stop focusing so much on her declining mobility. At 96, the Queen is having to pull back on many public engagements, and last week we saw a glimpse into the future reign of King Charles as he delivered the Queen's speech in the Lord's Chamber. With the Queen being so much a focus in her Jubilee year, it would be a shame not to see more of her. But judging by the deluge of commentary across all media outlets about her physical decline, we may only catch the odd sighting of the Queen, who is said to be too proud to be seen using a wheelchair in public. I've listened, mouth agape, while so-called experts spurt out harmful and careless remarks about why the Queen shouldn't be seen in a wheelchair. According to these commentators, using a wheelchair renders someone weak. Christopher Biggins told GB News that the Queen does not want to show her weakness in public. She's very proud. While Giles Brandreth made the following insult on This Morning. The Queen's sister, Princess Margaret, was often, towards the end of her life, photographed in a wheelchair, and it felt a little bit undignified. Being a part-time wheelchair user myself, I know firsthand how difficult it is to suddenly find yourself disabled, having previously lived a physically active life. There's no question that it's difficult to overcome, made only more so by the perceived prejudice of the public towards people with disabilities. The types of comments I've heard about the Queen reinforce the damaging misconceptions surrounding disability. To be disabled is to be unable. To be disabled is to be worthless. To be disabled is something to be ashamed of. After hearing that this topic was covered on Loose Women on May the 10th, I rushed to download the episode. What I witnessed was an appalling display of ignorance at its finest. Under the banner headline, Concerns Over the Queen's Mobility, the panel began their clumsy conversation. The ever-loud Janet Street Porter had the most to say. Whether we like it or not, an image of the Queen in a wheelchair signifies decline in power. I think it's really tough, because obviously, mentally, she's on the ball. She's still got an amazingly big workload. But you have to weigh that up about how do you want to be perceived. Steering the conversation to the youngest panel member, Frankie Bridge, things started to look up, sort of. She said, I think seeing the Queen in a wheelchair would do a lot for, you know, other people who are in wheelchairs or, you know, have disabilities. But then she went and ruined it with, maybe if she had to have someone pushing her around, she'd feel a bit like a burden. It must make you feel a bit vulnerable as well, I think, if someone sees you, they must think you can't get around that fast. Ouch. Trying to focus on the positives that using a mobility aid brings, the conversation continued under the somewhat ironic headline, End Stigma of Using Walking Aids. Head panellist Ruth Langsford spoke candidly about the need for old people to accept using aids to avoid being holed up. With a beaming smile, she ended the chat with, I think sometimes it's just a case of swallowing your pride. On a personal level, I find these conversations deeply offensive. Too much time is given to people who know nothing of what it's like to have a disability, but are intent on giving their banal opinion. How are wheelchair users supposed to feel after hearing this endless tripe? Wheelchairs and other aids enable people to live fulfilling lives. They allow people to do things they'd otherwise be unable to do. There's no shame in needing to use an aid. No pride is lost. Only strength is shown in continuing to live life in the face of it all.
Thank you, Tim. Now back to John for our last batch of news.